Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
You guys shut up.
Hey, shut up.
Relax.
Third of all, on the man.
I was playing with two guys, and they were more excited than I was because I did it.
Yeah! So I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
I do not buy that Alex Smith and his whatever that thing is that's dangling below his hip.
I got 1.6 inches.
Whoa! It's not. Have you seen that thing? It's not a leg.
All.
It's just not.
It's only 3.7 inches.
All right. Hello. I was just looking at Twitter. Do
that
you know Twitter?
That worked so well. I'm so happy.
Oh, Mike would like recognition for it. That was another quality open, Mike. Mike,
I'm just talking about the last drop. It was only 3.7 inches after Alex Smith.
Yeah, it worked.
I didn't know how it was going to work, and it
almost
like
sounded like the same clip.
Yeah. Dan.
Bill.
Dan Token. Mike.
John.
You're an artist. You know, again, we all work in different mediums. This is yours, and it's a... It's a wonderful tapestry that you weave.
Yeah, we were just looking at Dan Tilken's Twitter feed.
Yes.
And he posted a video of them arresting the guy who mowed down a bunch of people in Southeast Portland today.
Yeah, a bunch of, like, just good citizens. What do they call those? Samaritans. Good Samaritan, right? They surrounded the guy.
Yeah, pedestrians.
Pedestrians. They surrounded him, and then the cops showed up, and then the dude brawled with the cops.
Yeah, so the report that was on in the news today from our sources said that once the guy hit the last or what wherever he hit the car,
yeah,
and his Honda Element,
it came to a stop.
Went tees up. He got out and ran and fled.
Yeah.
And the report was that a couple of people chased him down and subdued him until the cops got there.
Yeah, it looks like 5 or 6 people, and he's threatening them with, I believe that is a potted plant.
But it's not, yeah, like, so he's just kind of walking, the perp is just walking down the street, and there are a bunch of dudes, like,
yeah,
you know, like you say, 5, 6, 7 guys who are just surrounding him, kind of keeping him at bay. And yeah, then the cops pull up,
yeah,
and they take his ass down, although he goes down kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
But it's pretty wild to watch, and a bunch of people are filming it. There's a ton of people out there. But you were asking, what would you do if you're one of those people and you see that guy get out of that Honda Element?
Because you are a man. I asked you specifically because you are kind of a man that's like, hey, you know what? Just minding my own business.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I'm a total mind your own business guy.
Yes.
However, in that instance, I think you got to run after the guy, especially if you've seen him. Now,
He killed someone. The person
well,
died.
Well, here's the thing. He went, I guess there were like 3 or 4 different areas where he hit people. Okay.
Yeah.
If you are walking and you don't, and if it, I just don't know the story of how he hit the car and crashed the Element. Right.
Yeah.
Like if he hit people right there and it looked like on purpose, because apparently he was driving like 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Then you got to run after the guy. Right. Like you have to,
there's no choice.
I think your
right?
instinct yeah. is you got to go. But if he hits the other car and he doesn't run anyone over and then he runs,
then you leave. You're like, eh,
whatever. The guy's just trying to get away from the car accident. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think you chase him down. But if you've seen him hit people, or you know that three blocks away. He's already hit people. You got to chase the guy down.
And if you watch the people when they surround him, but no one comes near him again, he's got a potted plant. But like, this is like the Jeremy Christensen on the subway. Those people tried to do the right thing, and a couple of them ended up dead.
Right.
And so that's why
he had a shiv on him.
Yeah. And this guy just had a potted plant, but you don't know. Maybe he's got a potted plant in one end and a shiv in the other. You don't know. So that's why I said, it's like, you know, does that cross your mind? And you said, no, you got to run after him. And it crossed my mind. I would give any amount of money to see Isaac Roth vigilante justice, to see you chasing someone down and then like delivering like a karate kick or something. Yes.
I might do a flying karate kick.
Because you said, when I see you said, I chase him down, and you said, I got wheels, bitch. And all I could think about was you running him down and then doing like a Larry Holmes off the hood of a car, some sort of flying jump kick. And in my head, it's the most spectacular thing I've ever seen. And now I kind of want it to happen.
Well, I am not a fighter, as you know.
No, you are not.
So if I was able to catch this guy, he looks actually pretty tall. Like, he looks pretty big.
Yeah.
If I were to catch him, I think I would just try to, you know, obviously I'd be chasing him from behind, so I'd tackle him and try to just subdue him and hope that somebody came to my aid. Because if it gets up and it's like, okay, mano a mano,
yeah, you got to rely on the crowd.
I don't have a ton of, you know, experience in that. I mean, I'll do my best. Yeah, but I don't know. And plus, like you say, the guy could pull out a knife or a gun or whatever. So it's a scary thing, but he killed someone, man. He was running over people right and left.
You gotta, those people out there, those are brave individuals.
Yeah, you got to chase that guy down, man.
Yeah, it is not, that is not just an, you know, we get all, you know, America, we get all Johnny cashed up, right? Like in our blood, and we're going to go do something, but you got to be careful. You don't know that he, by the way, that dude is either crazy or effed up, like the way he's moving around and just killed someone. Like, that's not an easy thing to just say, hey, I'm going to put my life on the line and, you know, go confront this guy. But I do like how they just formed a perimeter, but no one tried to, you know, they boxed him in.
Yeah, they did a good job.
They ran the box and won. He was the dominant player on that field, and they contained him.
Well, that is a really thoughtful way to go about it.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if he was armed. They still haven't released the
any deets or anything on
the
that.
Guy's name. One of our texters says Mike would have chased him down, fell on him, and pulled zip ties out of his cargo shorts and pulled the citizen's arrest. I love that.
And don't forget.
You think that's I'm passionate enough about anything to do like that?
Mike is a black belt.
Well, that's why you have cargo shorts.
Mike would have said, hi-ya, hi-ya, and given him a ninja chop.
I would like to remind you that Suk has correctly shamed me enough that I no longer own cargo shorts.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I haven't worn them for years.
Well, but that's what they're for, to put zip ties in there.
I guess.
To subdue the perps.
I suppose. I'm just letting you know.
You
that
Suk
has shamed me enough that I have gotten rid of the cargo shorts.
Well, it's good. The cargo shorts, they're no good.
Yeah, it's
also,
time to go.
Also, Isaac introduced me to a pair of shorts that I quite like.
Yeah, which ones?
It's the Hurley ones.
Yeah, Hurley's are good.
The little, like, heathered shorts. Those are really cool, so I like those.
Do you carry around your black belt with you for this sort of thing? Because you could intimidate him with your black belt, and then he would just surrender to you.
I don't think that's how that works.
I think it is. You get into a...
You just show it with my name, and he's like, oh, wow.
No, you have to put it on and then get in a kung fu stance.
Right. Well, it'll be a taekwondo stance.
Either way.
That's what I was a black belt
in. You threaten him with that. You were. You are, Mike. Once a black belt, always.
Aren't you always?
I don't think that's true.
That isn't? I thought you were.
I mean, you put me out there now, I'd probably remember very little of what I learned.
Well, but you have the black belt. They gave you a black belt. You have the black belt.
Yes, I do.
You are a black belt.
Therefore, I think in that situation, Mike, of all of us, like this happens on the Esplanade out here, I feel like me and Rob watch. It is your duty as the trained assassin here, the black belt. I think you have to confront him while me and Rob run perimeter. We just surround while you attack.
That's right.
Are we just going to ignore what just happened?
What? I just needed to, my hands are.
Isaac reached over the table, grabbed a bottle of lotion, and is now lotioning his hands.
Yeah. Well, my hands were
put
dry.
Put the lotion in the basket, Isaac.
If he doesn't, he's going to get the hose. Look, he was looking a you little cracked.
You have something
cracked,
pulled up on your iPad we don't know about?
Looking a little cracked and peely. By the way, there's nothing wrong with lotioning. Yeah. I lotioned up with that last week, twice.
Don't you love that feeling when your hands are all dry and you put the lube on, I mean the Vaseline on there? Do you love that? Anyway, last question about this.
Yeah.
Where is the line of demarcation for when you don't chase the perp, right? Like, do they have to have injured someone? Do they have to have killed someone? Like, when do you just let the, like I said, I would let the guy go if he just crashed his car and then ran.
Sure.
I'd be like, you know, yeah. I'm not messing with this.
Yeah.
Where's the line?
I think, I think it's physical injury. I think that's.
So he is harmed?
I'm with you, dude. If I saw someone sideswipe a car, crash it, and then get out and run.
I'd laugh. And,
I don't think I'm running after anybody.
Yeah, I'd probably like, I wouldn't even stay there. But I would call in and say, here's what I saw.
Yeah.
That type of thing?
Yeah, something like that.
He was wearing red sweatpants.
I'd point and go, hey, this one here. Which way did he go? He went that way. You know, in the movies.
Last name Rop, R-O-P.
He went that way. No, I did have this.
I do a show with him. I see him every day. He ran that way.
I think I've told this story, but this is the closest thing that I've ever come. Well, I did intervene. I was at BYU. I was at BYU. There's the lower part of school, and then like where you park, and then you have to walk up like these big steps, or there's a walking path that kind of snakes it away, and you have to go way up on top. It's probably like 9 to 10 flights of steps. And I was going the back way because it's an easier kind of S climb than dealing with the stairs. And I was eating a taco that I had just procured, and I saw a young man running down the path. Shortly behind him, two officers clearly chasing him, telling him to stop. And he was running for all he was worth. And as he was running by me, I had a choice. Do I just let him go? Do I intervene? Now, granted, I've got a taco in my hand, so I'm not going to lie. My thought was,
pulled out the taco.
I don't want to wreck my taco.
Give him a little fuel.
It was a big taco. And so I kind of had a split second. I couldn't. I was like, and so I just clotheslined him. And he did get arrested. And
that's
I did
great.
Not wreck my taco.
Well, we've already talked about this story. You've told this story before. And I believe that I would have done nothing in that instance because, again, I would be interfering in a
police
matter. The cops are on it, right?
But I didn't have to do anything other than stick my arm out.
And I think we asked this question the last time you told that story, and that is, if you're a cop, do you want somebody to trip the guy or like just give you a little help or not? So if you're out there, Crime Stoppers, 503-250-1080. I think we've already done this bit, but I can't remember what they said.
I'm just saying that's the only time I've ever been in position to interfere.
See, I think I would just
in
leave,
a crime
leave,
in
leave
progress.
Alone.
I also think that is as little effort as you could be asked to put forth, and that all you have to do is just extend an arm. And I think any more than that, I wasn't willing to do anything. Plus, there was a taco there, and that's the important part is I didn't drop my taco.
Deal says Rop would have chased him, saw a weapon, and kept running while saying, "Great day for a run." That's probably true.
See you later. Hey, everybody.
Another one says Rop would just claim knee injury and say, "Sorry, not what it used to be. You guys got this." Yeah. It's true. Yeah. So you look at this knee.
Well, and you turn to Mike and you say, "Mike, roundhouse kick him in the face."
Mike, in your Cannon Beach shirt, chase him down like any good tourist.
There we go.
All right. Well,
that's something I have not gotten rid of.
Folks, tragic day. Guy killed a guy.
Yeah, that's
and five others in the
that's
hospital.
Terrible.
But they got him. And the video's out there. All right, Larry King dies. We'll talk about him next on The Fan.
The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, hey, Recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up after us tonight at 7 here on The Fan.
With hot recruiting talk.
That's right. You killed Larry King because we were just talking about him.
Yep.
I don't know why. Why were we talking about him? Did he have the COVID? He was in the news for something.
He's getting divorced again. I know that.
Well, he had already been divorced.
He had already been divorced. I don't know. Somehow we were talking about Larry King, and I just said, if you've got a celebrity Deadpool going, might not be a bad pick to grab Larry King.
And you win.
Yeah.
Two days later, he's dead.
He's dead.
87.
He had a good long run.
Didn't he look about 110?
He did, but he looked 110 when he was 65. So, you know, it's one of
he
pulled the Keith Richards in that he looked terrible in his 60s, but he looked great in his 80s because he didn't age. He looked the same.
Now, he smoked a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he ever had cancer of any kind.
What did he die of?
Well, they don't really say. I think just being old.
Oh, okay.
He had been sick for a while.
Yeah, I mean, at 87, do you really need, you know, do you need a reason?
Yeah, he did have COVID. But he had a variety of medical issues. They say type 2 diabetes. He had several heart attacks. He had a quintuple bypass in 1987.
So, I mean, yeah, he may
have... Yeah, he had lung cancer in 2017.
So he may have got... COVID may have gotten him, but boy, let's just say that something had already walked him to the edge and maybe COVID just nudged him off. How about that?
Yeah, you wonder if like a guy... Okay, so that guy smoked and had a ton of health problems and he lived till he was 87.
Yeah.
If he never smokes a cigarette, what I would love to know is how long would that guy have lived?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I think a lot of that stuff, though, is just like, I just think it's genetics.
Yeah.
Like some people, like my mom is not in good health and hasn't been for years and years and years. And but like her cholesterol level and all that is like amazing. Like the doctors can't figure it out. Like every time she goes and does all these tests, my mom, you know, should be the picture of an unhealthy individual. And yet a lot of times like they do her blood work and stuff and everyone's like, I don't know why, but this is amazing. It's just...
Yeah.
In genetics.
Well, the lucky wife, you're asking, which of his 27 wives wins the jackpot?
Wasn't he married, I think, was it 9 times, 7 different women?
He was married 8 times to 7 women.
Okay.
He married one twice.
One twice.
So the lucky wife was wife number none because he was single.
Mm.
How about that? None of his 7 wives get his fortune.
Because that last one, who I knew, she was from Utah and her... I think it was her brother that was one of my quarterbacks at BYU. That's why he was always hanging around Utah. You'd run into him. And then he would tell you to F off.
Sean King was her name.
Yeah.
Or is her name.
She just filed for divorce not too long ago. She should have held out.
Well, she probably got a hefty sum in there.
Yeah, in the divorce.
Apparently, so they'd been married for 22 years.
Yeah.
Did you know that? That was a long time.
Well, yeah, because they were hitched when I was there, and that was
so you didn't know that.
In the late 90s, yeah.
Well, she was Mormon, like you said, and he said that their age difference and then her religious beliefs did become too much. And so they got a divorce last year.
Yeah.
The thing about his show to me, Larry King was greatness. He really was. And look, I get it. A lot of people are like, oh, man, he was it was old guy TV.
Yeah.
But I loved Larry King because, one, you could turn him on when nothing else was on and get something good out of it.
Yeah.
You really could. Like, you could watch him at any time, and he was interesting because he was such a good interviewer. The thing I loved about his show was you could tune in and not care about the guests that he had on.
But he'd still make it interesting.
But it's still interesting.
I will say that I agree with you to an extent, but towards the end, it was bad.
Well, but come on. Why are we going to...
I know.
Talk about those years.
I know.
Larry King is a legend.
Larry King often gets referred to as one of the great interviewers of all time. And that is a really good compliment that you gave him, is that he can make someone that isn't interesting to you interesting. And you know who else? And it's Howard Stern does that for me. I don't like Howard Stern in the bits, right? I don't think they're funny. I never understood the comedy aspect of that show. It never appealed to me. And I didn't like the old Howard Stern show, but he is one of the best interviewers, and I love taking someone that I don't know about or that I haven't thought about, that I'm not a fan of, and you watch one of his long form interviews, and Larry King was this way, and that was to your credit, you brought that up. Larry King, you could sit there for an hour and watch him interview someone that you have no idea about, and by the end of it, he can make you like them.
Yeah, or hate them.
Oh, yeah.
But just be interested in them.
Be interested.
He interviewed every president from Ford to Obama. And I'm sure at some point along the line he interviewed Trump, but
sure.
Not when he was president.
Yeah.
Net worth upon his death, care to guess?
Well, there's a lot of divorces, so I'm guessing that to cut into it a little bit. I'll go $60
million. $144
million. Oh, okay. Good for him.
Yeah, that's pretty good fortune.
Especially
there.
Considering that you were divorced 7 times.
Right.
Must have been some good prenups.
Did you know how he got started?
I do not.
You ever read his story?
I have not.
By the way, he's had quite an up and down life. He was arrested for grand larceny at one point.
Really?
1971.
I guess he's kind of a creepy dude. Katie
Couric. Yeah, look at him.
Katie Couric tells a great story about Larry King hitting on her and going out with her. And I think this was back in the days when you could be a little more aggressive as a guy. Let's just say, I think Larry King was a bit aggressive at times in his pursuit of the ladies.
Well, his name wasn't Larry King. You know that, right?
Yes.
His name was Lawrence Harvey Zeiger.
Yes.
But he changed it to sound less ethnic.
Yes, that I do know.
And he was in the radio business, so he started in our business, you know.
Yeah, instead of doing local radio?
Just like you, he started.
I do not think that I will be Larry King.
Do you know what city
I don't have the shoulders or the suspenders.
Do you know what city he started in? What he was doing radio? U.S. city?
I don't.
He started in Miami.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm seeing here his mugshot.
He hosted a show.
Wait, was it possible he was creepier looking when he was younger?
He wasn't ever good looking, I'll tell you that.
No.
He hosted a show at a diner. And he would interview people who came into the diner. That was his show.
Oh, my gosh.
And his first interview there was a waiter that worked at the diner. Do you know what his next interview was?
No.
Bobby Darin.
What?
Bobby Darin walked
just
into the diner.
In?
Yes. And so he interviews Bobby Darin, and that was known as his first celebrity interview, and it became his bit.
Huh. Well, I'll be damned.
So then he gets arrested for grand larceny. In 1971, that's a whole thing. And he's got an issue with the business partner, and he gets fired. So he gets fired from everything. Anything he was building, he got fired from.
Yeah.
So he resurfaced. Another radio company hired him after everything got cleared up or whatever. And he resurfaced with his own show called The Larry King Show. And that's the one that eventually ended up on CNN and was syndicated. So you could say that him getting arrested for grand larceny led to his...
Best thing that ever happened, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't it weird when you see like these giant... He was a giant of the industry. How... I'm not going to say fluky because obviously that guy is supremely talented. But just the breaks, right? That like how many people out there at that time were as talented and never got that break and he...
Yeah.
And he did.
Or do you wonder if Larry King was so good at what he did...
It wouldn't have mattered.
Does it matter? Yeah, like I often wonder that. Does that matter? Larry King would have been great. He would have found a way to be great at that, no matter what break he got or didn't get.
It's possible. I think there's a lot of, in every profession, I think there are people that are really talented that could be true stars that, for whatever reason, never get the crack at it.
Mike Lynch.
Yes, Mike could have been a UFC champion with his black belt. But no, he's a man of peace.
Lots of peace.
Now he just chases down people vigilante style.
Lots of peace. Probably the world's greatest peace. Probably the best ever peace.
Huge peace.
Huge peace.
Huge peace.
Bigly peace.
Bigly peace. All right. Coming up next, cool things today in COVID news. Here's Mike.
All the sinners.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double sun power!
All right, today in COVID news, we'll probably only have time for one of these stories here. I have multiple. Did you see that COVID is back in New Zealand?
Yeah,
did you read that?
Yeah, they eradicated it, and then they declared it all good, and they were like holding concerts and sporting events, and it's back.
They had no cases.
Yeah.
And they've been living a normal life for...
For a while, right?
For a while. Or at least much more normal life than we are.
Yeah.
Well... There is one case of it. Well, actually two now in New Zealand. So there's this woman from New Zealand who has to travel for work. And she was over in, I think she was in Spain and the Netherlands doing her worky stuff.
Ah, the worky stuff. I know it well.
And then she came back to New Zealand and then you have to quarantine once you get home. So she was in a hotel in New Zealand to do her 10-day or maybe it was 14-day. I think it was only 10-day quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And get this. How unlucky is this? She did not get exposed to COVID or have COVID on her travels. The person in the hotel room next to her in New Zealand while she was quarantining had COVID.
What? So how did she, like, were they just...
I don't know. That it doesn't say in there. They had enough interaction that That's it was spread.
Like I was going to say, like what, I don't know about you, but when I'm in a hotel room, I do not have contact with the person next to me.
So she had tested negative twice after returning, but began developing symptoms on the 15th because she tested positive several days after leaving managed isolation. Officials suspected her case was one where she got it at the hotel.
Huh.
And further testing showed that her freaking next door neighbor at the hotel had it.
Well, I'll be damned.
Can you believe that?
No,
what are the odds of that?
I don't know. That seems very odd to me that you would get it from the person in the hotel next to you. Like, what, do you have that little door open in between the rooms? You ever done that? You got that little door that connects. You just open that up being like, hey, what's up? You want to hang out? No,
right.
You mind your own business.
So now they're saying this woman, before she figured it out, she had been to about 30 locations in New Zealand since she left isolation.
That's...
Yeah, it's not good. Well, no. So this is how, you know, this is
how
it starts,
spreads, right?
And so she lives with one person, and that person has shown no symptoms. But the other person is also isolated.
Boy, I hope that this is just one of those things they can catch. How awful would that be if, like, you're the one person?
Right, and they know that.
Like, hey, we stopped this, and then you happen. You're like, I didn't mean to.
But she didn't know she had it, though.
No.
So.
Plus, it's really not her fault in that she thought it was over, right? Like, there's no COVID. Like, at some point, right, when we're told it's all clear and we're like, all right, I'm stopped wearing my mask, I'm out and about, and then you catch it and spread it to someone else, you can't be mad at that person.
True.
Right?
Yeah, you're coming back to a country with no cases.
Yeah.
So just in case you're bringing it from the other countries you've visited, you're just going to quarantine for 14 days. You're going to do your part, stay away from other people. And then, lo and behold, you come out of there with it.
Yeah,
she probably thought she got it, you know, on her travels.
Yeah. No.
Nope. She got it from the bitch next door.
COVID. It is going to be so weird because, like, they said that, the POTUS said.
Which POTUS?
This, our POTUS. There's only one POTUS.
The new POTUS?
Well, yes, it's the POTUS.
No, I heard the old POTUS is going to be sworn in March 6th.
Ah, yeah.
Did you hear that?
No, but he started an office of the former president of the United States. So he's got his own office now with the presidential seal, but it's the office of the former president of the United States.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But he said that, like, by the end of spring, right, anyone that wants a vaccine should be able to get one. So once that happens...
You think that's true? I'll believe that when I see it.
But like if once that happens, right? If we get 100 million people that are vaccinated and they say, hey, anyone that wanted a vaccine got a vaccine and I have the vaccine. At that point, man, can't we just all just like, hey, I'm just going to go do my thing?
I don't think it's quite that simple, but yeah.
Look, if
I mean, people will.
If I get the vaccine and we roll into like June, I'm done. I'm just going out and doing my thing.
Well, most people will.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah, I think that's right.
I mean,
I think most people are just going to be like, I got the vaccine, F you.
Yeah. At that point, it's like, hey, anyone else, like, is an auction sale going once, going twice? No, you get it. It's on you. Gavel, F you.
Take off your masks.
Yes.
Go do it.
Yes.
Do whatever you want.
Anyone that's like, oh, we'll never go back to normal. I don't know about you. I'm going back to normal. If I'm going to get into a big sweaty mosh pit somewhere, I'm going to concerts, I'm going to go out and lick my fingers, I'm going to go out and eat, I'm going back. I'm not doing the whole I've got a new normal. No, no.
What if there were a drug? Oh, Mike just told me to break. Damn it. What if there were a drug that cut COVID deaths by 44%?
Well, that'd be pretty cool.
It exists.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Well, maybe save that for tomorrow.
Okay. It's up in Canada.
God damn it.
But they, we have it here too, but it was Canadian doctors or Canadian researchers.
I thought because of maybe the pipeline, they were bitter at us.
Montreal, they figured it out. There's a drug that's on the market now that has cut hospitalizations by 25%, the need for ventilation, mechanical ventilation by 50%, and deaths by 44%.
Well, kick ass.
A new study.
Why don't we have that?
Well, it's a new study. They just figured it out.
Well, give it to
me. All this is new.
I want it.
Jason. We'll get to that tomorrow. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
6 and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Big Bad John.
We actually gave you some time tonight.
You gotta give me a warning. I got nothing to talk about.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
figures.
What are you guys talking? Yeah, what's going on? Well, I was just discussing
every
with Mike,
time they give you time, John, you never have anything.
Yeah, you should have a list of things just in case.
Anytime they give you 2 minutes is when you have something.
Well, look, I just let the day unfold. And some days I'm like, you know what? I'm going to talk to him about this. And then I get 30 seconds. And some days I'm like, oh, I'm on the radio and I have nothing. And then you give me 5 minutes.
So you got basically what you're saying is you got nothing.
Well, to John's, I don't know, to defend him, I guess. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to do this.
No, he does not. And we don't pay him or compensate him in any shape or form.
Right. So what do we expect? A great segment?
Excellence. No. Excellence we expect out of John.
It's a living, breathing segment. Sometimes you guys, I get 5 minutes. Sometimes I get 5 seconds. You just got to adjust on the fly.
So if you get the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, are you just going to be like you're straight back to normal in your life, even though like other people won't have gotten it and it's like still a thing and masks and the whole thing?
Aren't they telling us that even after you get it, you have to still be good for a while? Isn't there a grace period? Isn't that what
I'm hearing? Well, it's 2 weeks after the second shot is when they say you get full immunity. So, I mean, it's a good month. Once from the time you get the first shot to where you're supposedly full immunity is a month. But I'm saying you get to that point, how are you treating COVID at that point?
Well, I don't know. I guess you got to kind of see how it unfolds. I would like to think that I could go back to being normal, but like I'll be honest with you, I'll get the vaccine as soon as they let me get it. And if they open up, if Safeco Field opens up in July and they have a game, I'll really want to go, but I'll be nervous. Like I would think twice. I probably won't just get in the car and drive up there to go to a baseball game. I'll probably have to think about it a little bit. Mm. So.
Wait, even if you've already had the vaccine?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of, I don't know. I guess we just don't know enough about it yet. I mean, we're just in the early stages of the vaccine. So, like, they're talking, there's new strains all the time, and they may not, like, last night on the news, they were like, the vaccine is now racing against these new strains because these new strains may be, the vaccine may be less effective against it. So, who knows what it's going to look like in July? So I guess I would be nervous about going up to a game with 30,000 people or something. I don't know that I would just be able to go back to normal.
You'd go to a Mariner game. You may not go to other things, but you'll go to a Mariner game.
Well, first of all, 30,000 people will never be at a Mariner game.
That's 100%.
Second, do you really?
You guys are so funny.
Well, we kind of are. I mean, look, a little hanging fruit. I got to go there. You didn't bring anything to the table. That's the best I got. Now, also, I would like to... Do you guys think that by July, we actually have full capacity stadiums?
I don't know about full capacity, but everything that I am hearing is point by the summertime, anyone that wants the vaccine will have had it. And at that point, I think we get back to some semblance of normal.
Well, Biden said today that end of spring is what he's looking for everyone who wants the vaccine to be able to get it.
Do you really buy that?
I'm just hearing all these people that are like, it's never going to go back to normal and we can never rely. And I'm like, nope. I'm just at some point, my line will be drawn. And guess what? I'm going to go see the Foo Fighters. So it is what it is.
Well, I agree with both of that. I don't think it will never get back to normal. I think we will get back to normal, whether or not that's July. I agree with Rob. Have we hit a time frame that's been projected yet?
Well, Biden just said end of spring.
Yeah, but come on. Dude, are you following any of this stuff?
Like, I know.
You have people in your family that are old that are trying to get the...
It is a gong show.
So maybe the new administration gets it straightened out, but... There's a lot of coordinating that needs to happen. Well, we'll see. But I just don't think by July people are piling into stadiums and concerts. I just don't see it. Even out of just like PTSD from the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel it's like coming back from Tommy John surgery. You know, they say that even you can come back in a year, but it takes a full season to really be back.
Right.
That's kind of how I'm looking at this. Like, I think we'll be back this summer. I think there'll be concerts again. I think that I'll get to go to a Mariner game, but I don't know that I will feel completely at ease until a full year has passed since then. I think it's the Tommy John theory.
Yeah, you're not ready to go back to the sex club orgies just yet.
No, that's right. Last.
That's
that
later.
That comes last.
Yeah.
Some of us have never left that. That's just my risky behavior.
Well, like we've been saying this all along, nobody ever addresses it. There's never a story about it. Nobody ever knows how it happened. But somewhere, somehow,
yeah.
strip clubs just opened.
They're just
there. And they've been open
you're
the
like,
whole time.
You're like, what?
Right?
Nobody wants to talk about
no.
it.
I got licked at one.
Was it you, Nick?
Like, how is that even possible? And yet it happened.
Can we get Donlin on the phone? We need an expose. We need hard-hitting journalism to figure this out. Where's Donlin when you need him?
No one wants to tackle the story.
No, and the best part
is... It's too hot to handle.
Yeah, the listeners all the time are like, hey, I just drove by such and such. It's packed. And you're like, what? Like, how is that, Paul? Like, I can't go in and get a burger somewhere, but apparently you can go in and get something else.
Right, I can't go to Red Robin, but I can go to the Jiggly Room. That's how this works?
Yes, you can.
Apparently,
evidently.
Yes. That is
look,
true.
Essential things. I love how the government's like, look, we need to keep the perverts happy. So just, let's just, it was like this don't ask, don't tell sort of policy. We're just going to look the other way.
Okay, do you think, on that note, for strippers, right, I would imagine that one of the pet peeves of strippers is grabby customers.
Yeah,
I would assume so.
Guilty, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, I would imagine that you don't want necessarily grabby customers. Do you think this has been a good thing? Like, because of COVID, maybe there's barriers and things, and maybe the strippers are thriving in this environment because we're keeping the grabby customers farther away from them.
Now, to be fair, the only one that I've been to since this was in Bandon, and there was nothing different about it. Is there plastic barriers up at the ramp? Is it like going to one of the casinos? Do they have like a plexiglass sort of thing?
I don't
thing?
Think the rules apply at strip clubs.
I think it's like a... I think when you go to like an Indian casino, right? It's like it's their own governing rule.
It's the autonomous zone.
I do. I think it's the chop zone. I think you go into a strip club and all bets are off.
Now I really want to know what's going on.
Well, look.
Road trip.
Fact-finding mission, John. Let's do this. I'll pick you up here in about a half hour and let's go.
That'll be one of these. Hey, Heather, I'm going out with my brother for a little while. Oh, that's nice. You guys should do more. What are you doing? Research?
Show research.
Show prep for the next Suits of Hazzard. Yeah, I don't know that that'll fly.
And by the way, COVID is like it's like 10th on the list of bad things you're going to catch in there.
That is true.
That's probably fair. Good point.
What happened? Your mic went off. Did you hit something?
Hello?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, came unplugged.
Your mic shut down.
Hey, tough times at Intercom.
Yes.
Hey, we were up 4% again today.
Woohoo!
Intercom stock.
The new
Bitcoin.
It is the new Bitcoin.
It's just on a tear.
Us and Tesla.
It's on a heater. All right, Recruiting with Andrew Nemec is next. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
Incited the erection.